Once upon a time, there was a cat called Musa. He was a black and white colored cat with scruffy hair. Musa the cat liked to walk. One day, he walked down the street and bumped into Farid, a kitten, who was sitting down in the gutter looking sad.
Hey, Farid, what's happening?
I want to play football, but there is nowhere to play in the camp. Not since they built the wall.
Where did you play football before?
We played in the field over there. The only place to play now is the street. And my parents won't let me. They think it's too dangerous with all the cars.
Hey, Farid, don't be sad. Every time life gets me down, I go for a walk. Walk with me.
The cats walk off together and walk past the mosque. They notice Fatima, an old lady cat, struggling with her groceries.
Yes, Sitte, my son, can you please help me carry the fruit and vegetables?
Mashi Sitte, grandmother, I am happy to help you. Of course, no problem.
On the walk, Musa notices that Fatima looks sad.
Sitti, why are you sad?
Wallah al-mot arham ya Sitti. Every Friday I used to go to Al-Aqsa Mosque. I am now 87 and I would love to see it again before I die. But because of the war, I can't go anywhere near it.
Sitti, I miss the cake, Jerusalem.
Yes, Sitti, every time life gets me down, I go for a walk. Come for a walk with us.
Yes, Sitti, I am very tired. I just want to stay in my home.
It's okay, we will go now. Salam.
Salam, Sitti.
Ma salama. Shukran. Goodbye and thank you.
Musa and Farid continue in their walk.
Musa, I am hungry.
Okay, let's go eat falafel. Yalla.
The two cats walk to their favorite falafel shop in Bethlehem, only to find Saleh. The owner has already closed.
Alafia.
Hello, Musa. Zidak afia.
Why is the shop not open? It's only early.
Because there is no point anymore. I have to close. I cannot afford to keep going. Actually, since the wall was built, I'm just not getting the same level of business. No tourists come here anymore. They all stay in Jerusalem. And I have a big family to support. So it's time, I think, to search for new work.
Every time life gets me down, I go for a walk. Walk with us.
But I am very hungry. Where can I go to eat?
Khalas, That's okay. Come, Farid. Come to my home to eat. Let's walk.
The pair walk to Musa's house. When they get there, Sarah, Musa's sister, is sitting on the computer.
Marhaba.
Ahlan. Oh, Farid, habibi. How are you?
Farid today was not so good, but now I think he's better.
No, less.
Because I can't see my friend anymore. He lives in Jerusalem. And now, because of the wall, I can't go and play with him.
Wallah, like me. My best friend, who used to study with me at my school, lives on the other side of the wall. Now, I can only chat to her on MSN Messenger and on the phone. Don't be sad, Farid. It's normal. It's life. You can always play with Musa.
Sara, khalas. I didn't bring Farid here to be sad. We're here to eat.
Okay, our mother make makluba. I will bring some for you.
Musa and Farid eat together and decide after the day they have shared to become friends. That night, Farid had a dream. He dreamt that the wall fell down and he was able to play football in the field and to visit his friends. Over the next few days, weeks and months, the pair were seen together on many a long walk.